Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ken Hudson Show. Ken has investigated the strange and unusual for over two decades. He's led ghost tours, and he's accessed the most haunted places in the Southwest. He's the author of some 40 books of the paranormal, unusual, hidden treasure, conspiracies, and the downright strange. His personal experiences and the experiences of many others are related on this show and in his many books. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy as Ken takes us through tales of terror, trauma, and triumph. And now, your host, Mr. Ken.
And good evening. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show right here on the one and only Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you live from our studios in El Paso, Texas, gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Now, those of you that are used to watching me on KenHudnall.com will not be able to do that tonight. The site is down. And the individual who had asked to be able to maintain that site is among the missing. So we're reconstructing a site. It will be up shortly. In the meantime, if that individual is listening to this show, I need a phone call. I need a phone call now. Okay. Tonight is Monday night, and that means my guest, of course, is the one and only Yoli, who is an internationally known psychic who will be telling you what the future holds if you want to pick up the phone and call 915-219-4210. Toll free for me to place in the continental United States, 866-229-2155 or 347-857. 2680. You can also call through Skype. All of them go into the switchboard. Now, there's a lot of things getting ready to happen. Bigger and better website will become a member site. There'll be information on there that you won't be able to get anyplace else. Discounts on my books, new books, books you'll only be able to get through the website. You know, a lot of different things that I think you will enjoy. We'll also have people who have only been household names to most of us will be on the site doing seminars and webinars and what have you. So you need to join us and be part of what's getting ready to happen. Now, at this point in time, I'm going to bring on Yoli, and we're going to see what the future holds, not only for the country, but for the individuals that want to pick up that phone. Yoli, you with me? Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, hunky-dory. Hello, beautiful people.
Well, what do you see happening in the next 60 days for this country?
A lot of turmoil. People are upset, anxious. It's an anxious feeling of what's the future for them and that, or their outcome for their jobs. They're worried. And that's the thing. People should stop worrying. People should stop worrying about the future and make the best they can each day.
And?
Have faith for their country. Have faith on themselves. What I'm seeing is a lot of turmoil in California. The There's a lot of activity in California.
Okay.
They're pointing at Utah, but I'm not sure for what. I don't know if it's flooding or they're having some kind of a major activity there.
It's not time to, is it time to buy beachfront property in Arizona?
It's getting there.
Okay.
I just found out there's no river going through Arizona. I thought there was a river there.
There's an underground river. And there's a few sewers.
Oh, sewers don't count. So the Border Patrol has it hard over there.
Well, you're talking about the Rio Grande yet. It does not run along the border at that point.
Ooh, that's bad. That is bad. So anybody can come in.
Yeah, the same is true on the northern border as well.
I see a lot of activity, and it looks like around Florida, Louisiana. I'm not sure if Mississippi, but what I am hearing, two hurricanes on the path, and one is going to develop a big, strong wind, very, very strong wind. A lot of damage, but not enough to cause damage that people are going to die on this.
Okay.
The other one, it's gaining strength, but it looks like it might die down. And I don't know if it's going to hit Florida, but they're both coming towards that path. I do see them both coming towards that path. But one of them is going to change course. So where it's going to hit, it's a little hard to say.
No, okay.
But one of them is going upward. What I'm hearing is one of them will be hitting upward from Florida. The other one will hit, it looks like it will hit Florida. I had stated before that I saw four hurricanes, and one of them was very, very strong. One of them already went towards, I think it was towards Mexico. But this one's are going to hit within the United States. It looks like within the United States. They keep mentioning Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Like, ladies, beware. That's the message I just got. Especially
that's
at
right.
night time.
Okay.
what I'm hearing, a serial killer in California and one in Pittsburgh. The one in California, he's killing young Mexican women, very young Mexican women. The one in, it looks like Pittsburgh, a lot of, sometimes a lot of black women.
All right. Anything,
we're not getting anything major. Other than a little, quite a bit of rain, but not some flooding.
Okay.
In some parts, not where we're at.
Nothing ever happens here.
No, not where we're at. It's going to be in other parts of the city where the flooding's going to be. But not like the flooding that was back in, what was it, 2005?
Five or six, somewhere in there.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be nothing like that.
All right. Well, how are the next 60 days going to be for me?
He's telling me very upsetting for a while, but then everything's going to be very smooth sailing.
Upsetting for a while, huh?
Yes. And then after that, very smooth sailing.
Okay. How upsetting is upsetting?
Angry.
Well,
because he's telling me you had plans and they're backfiring, but then it gets straightened out. He said to have faith that everything is going to be okay.
All right. The the attempt to build a bigger audience, is that going to work out okay?
Yes, it is.
That sounds okay, I reckon.
Just keep checking the numbers and you'll see they're going to be going up higher and higher.
Okay. All right. We're ready for that first caller. The number is 915-219-4210 if you're local. If you're any place in the continental United States, 866-229-2155 or 347-857-2680. Any of those numbers will get you on the Ken Hudnall Show. And you can find out what the future holds for you. Now, the let's talk about the border war for a minute. Anything new on that you foresee?
Not for this site. Still nothing yet. For New Mexico, there's going to be a lot of turmoil, though.
Well, New Mexico's always got turmoil.
Oh, it's going to get even bigger turmoil. They're going to need a real strong governor, a real, real strong governor.
Oh, should I go run over there?
Go for it, Ken. Go for it.
All right. We got the president coming tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that going to, is his visit going to help anything or not?
Yes, it is going to help.
What's it going to help?
Why am I hearing they're closing the borders? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, the president's flying into Fort Bliss.
But what has that got to do with the borders?
Well, we know that most assassins are law-abiding, so if the borders close, they won't come across.
Oh, well, they did close the border when John F. Kennedy was here. That I remember.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
They didn't do that with Bush when he came over.
Well, that should tell you how they were looking at Bush by that point.
That's bad.
Yeah. Though now, a lot of people are saying they miss him.
Yeah, right. Like the plague.
Well, he's going to run again, I understand.
Oh, I won't vote for him this time. I voted
okay.
for him once, and he was a disappointment.
Well, not a disappointment. No, that was started several administrations ago.
Either Papa or him, but they started it. But anyway, what I'm hearing, there's a lot of people, and this is worldwide, a lot of people are going to see strange activity in their homes, strange activities in the streets, out of the normal.
Well, a lot of people have strange activity in their homes. It's getting married.
More than that usual.
Well, the...
How many listeners do you have right now, Ken?
At this point in time, I can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Oh, yeah.
Normally, each evening, I got over 1 million through KenHudnall.com.
Oh.
And unfortunately, that is not available tonight.
What I'm hearing from all the listeners, I hope they're hearing, because the majority of you have had this feeling that somebody's watching you when you were alone in a building or going to the store or just walking down the sidewalk.
Or stepping out of the shower.
Yeah, it's a... They're all going to have this feeling like somebody's looking at them. That's their guardian angel taking care of them. When you turn around and there's nobody there, actually there was. That's your guardian angel taking care of you. And that's going to be more, that feeling is going to be more strong in a lot of people. They're trying to say that we're still here. They're trying to say that do not fear. Don't have fear. They're trying to give more peace to more people.
Well, what they've got to do is just, you know, put a 5 or a 10 under the pillow every night. That'll get people's attentions.
Your guardian angel said, I'll take 100.
Now, he's supposed to put it under my pillow. He has not been cooperative, let me say. Okay. Do we have any major events coming up between now and the first of the year?
I'm just hearing China is stocking up on their weapons. It looks like a lot of countries are preparing. Like, they don't know, and yet at the same time, we know that they know that we know.
So when's war breaking out?
Hold on.
Well, that wasn't good. Looks like I've been abandoned, which is not the first time I've been abandoned.
I'm sorry?
I was just talking to myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have two microphones open.
It's like everything is already falling into place. There's a lot of countries getting ready.
Hmm. Well, that could be unfortunate.
Yeah. You should just let the head honchos fight it out in a ring and with boxing gloves and go at it.
No, not boxing gloves. Boxing is fixed. The only real sport left is professional wrestling.
Hey, there you go. That's even better.
That's right.
Let them go at it. And
do we have any good news for the future?
Oh, no, not again.
What?
That my neighbors get into a fight and the woman always ends up beating him up.
Well, doesn't she know he's in charge?
Not this one.
That's terrible.
I know. Awful, I tell you, awful. And she's already been arrested once.
Well, he needs to just tell her like it is.
He won't. He doesn't hardly answer back.
Somebody's been neglecting his training. Okay, well, what do we... now, what was the guy's name?
What I'm hearing is a lot of people are feeling this way about having to look over your shoulder because you think somebody's looking at you or following you. And a lot of people are starting to sense that.
Hmm. Well, it's not paranoia if you know they're out to get you.
No, it's just their guardian angels letting them know that they're being protected.
Yeah, but...
you did that once, Ken.
I did what?
You looked to your back to see who that was.
But I'm paranoid.
There's a difference.
Well, that's better than being single-noid. let's see. Kaleidoscope has joined us.
Welcome.
And,
the more than
and we have CatStar 66, Laura 200, Brian of Kabbalah. They've come into the chat room, and we have a whole lot of people that are listening through KenHudnellShow.com.
Oh, welcome.
But it doesn't have a monitor there.
Remember Yolanda from the radio show that she used to always call in?
Yeah.
her father was killed on Delta Highway. It was a hit and run. And my condolences to the family.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows who did this, please call. It was a dark-colored vehicle. The man was 90 years old, but very strong. And he was walking home, just three houses down. He was almost home. And this man just plowed him down. And I know he was going home. So he lives nearby. He's got damage to the passenger side and the top of the hood and to the windshield. Because I saw how that body flew and landed.
Hmm.
So if anybody knows anything about this, let us know.
Definitely. Now, I do want to remind everyone, this hour is brought to you by Marcello's Ristorante Italiano. Two locations, 1360 Lee Trevino in the Sun Point Shopping Center and 5380 North Mesa in the Festival Crossing Shopping Center. Slice of old Italy, sat down in the desert southwest. If you like Italian food, they've got the best you will ever find. And tell him you heard about it on the Ken Hudnall Show. I also want to remind everybody that I will be taking part in the EPCon, the El Paso's version of Comic-Con. It will be at the, where's my flyer? Turned my back and it all got up and walked off. I mean, I don't mind if the spirits that be want to look at stuff, but put it back where you found it. It's going to be September 11th and 12th from 10 in the morning to 6 in the afternoon at the Wyndham Airport Inn, 2027 Airway Boulevard, right here in El Paso, Texas. Matt Rothblatt and the folks of P3 Comics will be there. I will be there, and we have no idea what's... And now my system has decided it doesn't want to play.
Nasty system.
The answer to someone that sent me a private message is sure. I'm going to have to get my hammer out and do some delicate adjustment to the computer. Now, the my understanding, and we'll have the organizer of EPCon on the show tomorrow night at 6, and he'll be talking about all the stuff that's going on. I'll also have to give away some gift coupons from Marcello's and the Garden and... Golden Corral.
Oh, you can't beat that.
And, of course, there will be a tip jar sitting on my table if anybody wants to leave a tip.
So please call in. Express your views.
Hey, you know, this, I know everybody believes that everything I say is correct. But it'd be nice to have some other opinions expressed. Now we also will be the next 60 days there'll be so many changes you probably won't recognize everything. But it's going to be for the better.
Yes, definitely.
You think the changes will be successful, or at least does the guardian angel think so?
Yes, it is going to be successful. It is going to be better.
And I should bring out my my new album by Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho.
That's right. Now, let's look at a couple of other interesting things that I want to find out about. Number one, I was looking at something that popped up on my screen. Didn't make any sense. I don't have all my screens working tonight, so. Well, one of the screens has to do with KenHudnall.com, and if it's not up, then it's not going to work.
That's true.
All right. Let me ask you what you think is going to be the, you know, lately I've been reading a lot of stories about people disappearing. Are they, here in the Southwest, are they murder victims, or are they just wanting to wander off?
I wish I could say some of them are wandering off, but I've been getting a lot of calls about that, and the majority have been murdered.
Different killers or a serial killer?
No, it's different. I don't know if they're tied to the same one who's ordering this, or that I haven't been able to see yet.
Okay.
But everything looks very similar. Everything looks, it's like a pattern, the same kind of pattern, going down that road, that certain road.
Okay.
And that's what's so strange about that. They have nothing in common, yet they're disappearing.
All right. Now, for some reason, or maybe I'm just noticing it more, there seems to be an unbelievably large number of new psychics that are appearing on the horizon.
Yes.
What's the reason for so many people, you know, going to tarot cards and all that? Or is it because people are afraid?
A lot of people want psychics to tell them there's hope, that there's something positive out there for them. And the good psychics will calm their fears, will tell them positive things. A bad psychic is one who tells them the worst of the worst. Granted, not everybody's life will turn out perfect, but it's how you make it.
Jeff Chan asked, are we going to have Indian summer?
From here, from where is he located?
Jeff, where are you located at?
Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma is going to have a nice winter storm. Virginia's too hot. Not much rain.
Okay.
I'm not seeing much rain upwards.
Now my system is getting lippy. It's actually criticizing my typing. He's in Canada.
Oh. Very hot. Very hot. And this time they're going to have more snow than ever before for the winter. A little bit out of the unusual. What I'm hearing, they haven't had this much snow in a long, long, long time. Like as though it's due.
Okay. Well, folks, I'm waiting for y'all to start calling in and asking y'all the questions. Here's a chance to get for free what it normally costs you a great deal to get, and you can find out what the future holds for you. Just pick up that phone, or you can even ask her messages through the chat room. Jeff said, hot is good.
Hot is always good. As long as it doesn't get too hot, but I don't see it getting beyond hot.
So you don't think the Canadian ice cap is going to melt, huh?
No.
Well, now, what, you know, when you think about terrorist attacks, most people think about here. Is there going to be any...
Any what?
Is there going to be any terrorist attacks in other countries besides the U.S.?
What I'm hearing, yes.
Any idea where?
I'm hearing London, Germany.
Okay.
I can't see where else. Those are the only two countries that I picked up.
Well, Laura 200 wants to know, how does the winter look in El Paso?
You know the song, it's A White Christmas? I don't know.
Yes.
We'll have snow, but it's like El Paso people get thrilled for one day of snow. No, January is going to be very cold. It's like quite a bit of snow in January. But like again, it melts very quickly. So if you built a snowman, get ready to put him in the refrigerator quickly. The freezer.
All right. Well, now, some of you all in the chat room, call in and ask about your future. You can call 915-219-4210. Toll free from any place in the continental United States, 866-229-2155 or 347-857-2680. Any of those numbers will get you in, as well as you can call in through Skype.
Hearing a lot of turmoil in Peru, Colombia, Chile.
What's bringing up all the, you know, as we get closer to 2012, things, there seems to be more unrest. Does that have something to do with it?
Yes. All of Mexico, Salvador, Guadalajara, all those places, it's just, everybody needs to start using their cell phones to take pictures, or they need to put up cameras to capture those criminals. All over the city, put up the cameras. It's not invasion of the person's privacy. They lost that when they became criminals.
Okay.
That's how our crime rate came down with the camera. And I'm
Jeff,
sure it won't work everywhere else.
Well, after they stole the camera. Jeff wants
just
another
one
filter.
Camera.
What's that?
Just one camera.
Jeff wants to know whether there'll be a peaceful world soon.
Not soon enough, but I always say pray for peace. Tell him to go to church. His feet won't burn if he steps the steps.
Well, you never can. Okay. Now, is El Paso going to be greatly affected by all the upcoming turmoil?
Yeah. Like I said, for the past 2 years, that we were heading for a recession, and then we were heading for a depression. More than 2 years. I've been saying that for 3 years already.
No, we've had a depression going on for the last 2 or 3 years.
That's why I always tell people, always be prepared for any type of emergency, any type. Floodings, tornadoes, world disasters, whatever. Be always prepared. Have a carry-on little luggage or something that you can grab hold real quickly with all your personal belongings, your personal papers, everything that you need for just in case you have to make a quick dash outside. Stock up on your pantry, food, water, supplies, first aid kits, batteries, or those crank-up lanterns that doesn't need batteries, extra blankets.
So you think it's going to be that bad?
Yes, I do. But if you're well prepared, you have nothing to fear. And there's always faith. With faith, anything can be possible. When people have fear, they lose all sense of reality. When they have fear, they start striking for no reason. And
well,
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
When the ground starts shaking, folks get upset.
Yes, granted. That's why they have to be prepared for every kind of disaster, man-made or nature. And to be honest with you, the majority of the people in the United States are not prepared for nothing.
Well, that's true.
They should always do a scenario. What if? What if we get trapped in the subway? What if? And always be prepared. Well, we'll stand here in case we get lost. We'll go up to this point of direction. And, you know, they should always...
Well, if you get trapped in the subway in El Paso, we got a problem.
Yeah, but if you're trapped, always remain calm. Look at those miners. They've been trapped down there for heaven knows how long, and they're going to be trapped there until Christmas.
But think of the overtime they're getting.
Cool and calm.
But think of the overtime they're getting.
What overtime? The man's not going to pay them anything. He was calling bankruptcy already. He had no intentions of paying those miners.
And you think he'll just walk away and leave the people sitting, huh?
And the people are not going to let him.
Hmm.
He was using them to do his work, and he had no intentions of paying.
Well, that sounds like he's got the credentials to be a congressman.
But everybody who's a miner should learn from this man. Look how cool and calm they are.
If you can keep your head while all the others are losing theirs, that shows you just don't understand how serious the situation is.
And what's the point of panicking? What's the point of going crazy? Or that's a waste of energy.
Makes you feel good.
Hot enough as it is down there, and getting angry will make you even more hot, and then you get all delirious, and they know that. But there's no point.
But that takes all the fun out of it.
Granted, boredom will drive them a little bit up the wall, but it's better to be in a peaceful environment so they can come out very peaceful, the situation.
Well, remember the old saying, blessed are they that go in circles, for they should be known as the big wheels. And most people that get upset like that run in circles.
Oh, yeah. The good thing is none of them are those crazy ones that are already climbing the wall. That's a good thing.
Well, certainly that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, my hat's off to the leader of that crew who's keeping them all stable.
Well, they probably send in enough alcohol that they're all pretty well sedated.
They are not. They do have dominoes, playing cards, and they have plenty of provisions.
They could lower, some women down. That might help.
That's a little bit. She would have to be super skinny.
A lot of them are.
What is it? They're going to start pulling out the men, and they have to have at least a 35-inch waistline or something like that. What if they're heavy? Well, none of them
are
heavy, but
that's just discriminatory. What they're trying to do is kill all the full-size people.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Well, it's a peculiar world, let me tell you.
Oh, yes. That takes a lot of guts to be a miner.
Well, yeah. Jeff said you're good with the read.
I'm sorry?
Jeff said you are good with the read. Heidi wants to know how the money situation is looking.
Still not bad, but it's getting a little tight.
She wants to know about her inn. Is anything going to burst loose? I don't really want to know for sure, personally. But is anything going to break for her? Oh, for the money, she said. She clarified.
No, what I'm hearing, it's going to take time.
She says she needs money coming in. She wants stuff. She needs stuff. She has to have stuff.
Well, you can't have the stuff.
You
have to budget yourself.
Okay. Laura 200 wants to know how do things look for her through the end of the year?
Laura, your world is so peaceful. It's unbelievable. You may not see it that way, but it is. Your world is very, very peaceful. And it looks good for you. I wish a lot of people can see this person, that she lives in so much peace with herself. And a lot of people should learn that. A lot of people should start meditating to find that peace. Or just sit in a quiet room and put your feet up and totally relax yourself after a very stressful day.
Well, I would, but I had to do the show.
Yes, it is kind of hard to do it upside down.
That's true. Heidi said they need to eat Ken. Now, personally, I'm not in favor of that. That's the biggest call for money. And Jeff wants to know, how about him?
For Jeff, it's trickling in slowly. And then what I'm hearing is it looks like June or July, more is going to be coming in for some reason. I don't know if it's a raise, an inheritance. I don't know where this extra money is coming in. It looks like in June, they're saying. The beginnings of June. Maybe he gets a grant from school and that's how the money's coming in. I don't know how he gets it.
Yeah, certainly that's a possibility. He said, thank you. Let's see. That's the questions for the moment. I guess one of my big questions is going to be if you see the member site paying off immediately.
Not right away, but it is going to start paying off.
Okay.
I hear that a lot of people don't want to call in because they're embarrassed or shy or, I'm afraid people will know it's me. Do you know how hard it is for anybody to know it's you without seeing your face?
Well, that's true. That is.
Well, granted, I can see your face, but.
One of the things I have to keep in mind is if they don't want people to know who they are, put a handkerchief over the phone while you're talking and nobody will know who you are.
Incognito, yes.
That's right. Now, somebody called in. I'm not sure who that is or what story is, but we should know shortly.
Shortly.
That's a legal term.
Oh, okay. Shortly.
Shortly. Okay. I still don't have a
Heidi is talking to them.
All right, we'll wait and see how long that taketh. Now, do you have any clue as to... I got a lot of people wanting me to do the ghost tours again. You think I ought to do them?
I don't see why not. I think you should.
Okay. We got Laura on line one. If you'll go ahead and bring her on, Heidi. Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, I'm just having a fun time.
Great. Can I have a reading, please?
Oh, certainly. What you want to know?
Hi, Miss. Is this Miss Laura?
Yes, ma'am.
I can recognize your face anywhere. You sound different, though.
Really?
Yes, but that's why I had to.
Well, that's because she's sitting down.
Laura, I noticed the gift you have, and I noticed that how strong you are. If you go to any psychic, you're going to see that they're going to have a hard time reading you because your ability is very strong, yet you don't see this. And what I'm hearing is you're going to touch so many people's lives because you're like, you're kind of like an angel that's been sent to Earth for a reason. You're
wow.
With the purpose of making a difference in people's lives. And it's not just going to be children. It's going to be adults also. It's like you're going to be teaching the children, but you're also going to be teaching the adults. And you're going to make a big impact on all those people, and those people are going to remember you for a long, long time. You're going to have kids who you used to have in smaller grades come up to you and thank you. You're not going to remember their names. Just say thank you back. You're welcome. Pretend you know them, but it's going to be impossible for you to know them. And sometimes you're not going to even know you're doing something great. You're not going to even know that you just touch a child's life. You're not going to even know that you change a parent's heart. But the outcome, you will see it later.
That's great.
I always remember to ask for donations.
Yeah, I'm going to start having a jar on my desk or something.
Exactly. It gets them in the habit.
You've been to Ken.
Right, it's never too early.
You've been to Ken ghost tours, huh, Laura?
No, I haven't been to one of those, but I've always wanted to go.
See,
well,
there, Ken, there's a lot of people who want you to start them.
Okay.
The problem is I miss my evening nap when I do it.
Take a cot and just relax. And talk about your ghost tours while you're napping.
Well, Well, you have to remember, getting to be my age, you need to take it easy.
That's true. Miss Laura, I do see you getting married, and I do see a child in your path. I don't know if you have this child naturally, or he comes from your husband, or you adopt him. But I see
you're very
happy. I'm sorry?
By when does my guardian angel think I will marry?
Next Thursday.
2 to 3 years.
Well, sounds good. Next Thursday is too soon, Kent.
Oh, okay. This is the best part. <part.
laughs> Nice try, though. If that were the case, you'll be showing up alone.
You up so often.
I'm sorry?
They're trying not to wake you up so often with the activities that are happening.
Oh, yeah, it's not working.
They're starting to kind of sort of taper off on that as much as possible.
Well, that sounds nice. I'm used to it, though.
What I'm hearing is heed the warning. If something bad's going to happen to you, you're going to feel it. It's going to be like a strange feeling, like, I don't think I should go. That type of feeling. Go with that warning. Go with your
feeling. It hasn't happened yet, but I'll keep my eyes and ears open.
You all talk for a few more minutes. I'm going to have to step away from the control for a minute.
Okay.
So I shall return momentarily.
Okay. What I'm hearing from you, Laura, is if you ever sense, like when you start driving, whenever you sense that when the light turns green and you sense you should go, pause a little bit. Just a little bit before you go on ahead in the green. Because what I hear is a red light runner. I'm hearing a red. I'm not trying to panic you, and you're barely going to start learning to drive. But
right.
I do hear that you are going to have a red light runner.
Okay.
So just pause for just a little bit.
Okay.
And by the way, your guardian angel is telling me, when are you going to start taking those driving lessons? He wants you to go into the driving course and start taking the lessons there. You're more safe there than with a family member, because you'll panic and get you all upset. And this way, the person's more calm teaching you.
Right.
Get also, after you finish learning how to drive, get defensive driving for just in case. So you'll know how to handle any type of situation.
Okay.
And I recommend that to a lot of people too. You know how to drive, but you know defensive driving.
Uh-huh.
For just in case.
Offensive driving is better.
Does my guardian angel know the name of the person who I will marry?
She said yes. She said, don't try it. I'm not going to tell you. She says, you have to learn. Some things you have to learn. But his smile is so beautiful. His warmth is so beautiful. It's like, it's strange. It's just...
He's a strange person?
Like as though you two have been together for a long, long time. That's how it feels.
Yes, we probably have. Who knows, we probably met in...
Met in previous... Yes, you have. You have met him in previous life. And what it feels like the long-awaited hug, that's what it looks like. Like, I'm so glad to see you again.
Just be sure to refer to him as sir.
Yeah, right. Didn't you see those ladies with the long dresses marching in equality and women's rights?
Well, that doesn't mean that amounted to anything. It was just something for them to do, get out of the house, you know.
Yeah, right. They paved the path.
Just created more messes for us to have to clean up.
Yeah, right.
Blame it on us.
Now, of course.
No matter where you move, Laura, you are going to be seeing a lot more strange things. You are going to be seeing, and I don't know if you already started seeing these things, you're going to start seeing more unidentified flying objects. A lot of people with a psychic ability are seeing this. Some people who don't know they have the ability are seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to look like they're coming more and more often. I just saw mine, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago I saw mine. And I just got encounter in the psychic here. This lady saw hers, and she has a psychic ability. And it was not just her. Her and her four daughters got to see this.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because they were all outside relaxing in the night, and they all got to see it at the same time. This gentleman saw it the same day that I saw it. And he lives in the east side. The east side of town. And he saw it at the... Because we compared, when did you see yours? And he told me when. It was the same day and same time. So UFOs do exist. Who are they? I have no clue. I do not know why they're suddenly appearing more constant. I have no idea who they are. I cannot penetrate that type of a ship or whatever it is.
Well, now, if you all bought my books, you would know who they are.
If it's
well,
a plane,
they're...
I can see.
Right. They're probably trying to send a message.
They are. But what is it? I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
Sometimes I have the feeling like they're trying to say, spread more peace. Spread, to have more faith. To stop destroying the earth. To stop fighting among each other. That's what the feeling comes on to me about that.
Where does my guardian angel see me moving away to?
She says she hopes you move away by next year.
Mm-hmm.
More or less before the new school starts.
Uh-huh.
Which is in August, towards the endings of July or August of next year.
Right. Does she see more or less to where?
Not really telling me on that one, but I'm hearing either San Antonio, is doesn't want you to go to the west. He does want you to go towards the east. That there's more opportunity towards the east.
Okay.
What she's telling me is you're going to find a job right away. It's going to seem a long time to you, but you are going to find it real quick. And if you don't get into a teaching position, at least get your foot in the door, at least by being a teacher's aide or substitute teacher, and that gets your foot in the door. Do you understand? Until until you get what you want.
Okay. So does she see me getting a job by the beginning of the year or towards the middle?
You mean by the school year?
Uh-huh.
She says the beginning.
Yeah, that's good.
You have a lot to prepare before you get to do that.
Yes.
And a lot, and two boxes of Kleenex. One for yourself, one for your mother, because boy, you guys are going to have gushers when you move away. You're gonna get so sentimental.
Yeah, she is.
But it has to be done.
Yeah, that's true. By when does she? By when does my guardian angel think I'll start my graduate degree?
She said it won't be here when you start that.
Oh, it won't.
No.
So I'll probably already be
somewhere
relocated when I do.
Yeah. She's telling me you're stalling on that one. She's telling me you want to start it here.
Yeah, kind of. It's more economical to start it here.
Yes, it is. She said, weigh the pros and cons on that. If you're going to have a stable job over there, or a stable teaching job, a stable place to stay, would it be worth going through your graduate school over there, or it'd be easier over here?
Okay.
You can weigh the pros and cons, and one pro of staying here is your mother's health. You don't have to pay rent.
That's true.
That's a plus. A con is no privacy. No.
That's also true.
No independence.
No, and then a mom plus three older brothers is not, it's not too private.
Exactly. That's a con. So she wants you to make a list, and you're going to notice that the pros are going to be smaller than the cons, actually. So the bigger list is what you're going to take.
I'm sorry?
The bigger site is what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah. I've had the feeling I need to do that for a while now. Are there any relatives here with me?
Are you driving? Oh, you're driving. Are you outside?
No.
You just have your window up?
No. I'm very, my room is very close to the street, though, so that's probably why.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I saw a lot of cars passing by, I thought you were outside.
No.
No, I'm hearing nothing from the unusual for you, other than your daily activity of people from the other world coming through. Popping in their heads
there's
once in a while.
Oh, but right now there's no one here.
Your grandparents?
Oh. Yeah, they're my usual visitors.
Your grandmother's very, very attached to you.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because we weren't, well, the last couple of years of her life, we weren't exactly attached.
Well, the last couple of years, she didn't even know who the,
well, the last
was who. No, she was very angry and no, she didn't want nobody nearby, but that was not her.
No, I guess I knew that was more her illness talking.
Yeah, because she doesn't look anything like that. She doesn't act anything like that.
I don't know. Maybe she's around here around me more because I'm the only one that's single. Well, of the women, anyway.
And she says she was single at that time, but she doesn't want you to be.
She doesn't want what?
That she doesn't want you to be single for too long, that she doesn't want you to worry about things. She says she has faith in you that you will, that you're going to be a strong teacher.
Well, I thought she didn't know that.
And again, she says her house is in a bad, it's going to be just like yours.
Her house is what?
Not bad, it's going to be just like yours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Hmm. Did my grandfather say anything?
Nope.
Nope.
He just raised his hand like, hi, and that's it.
I guess he was always the quiet sort.
He is. He still is. Other than that, they're not saying much. She says you're going to leave a good life. Sure, there's going to be some students that are going to push every button in your body, but don't let them. Okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
She said, there's going to be a lot of students who are going to push every button in your body. Hang in there. Don't let them.
Oh, yeah. I can already tell.
Yeah, just make it interesting. Just tell
them. Now, you need to be kind of careful because there's teachers got in trouble over having their buttons pushed.
me, I don't know.
And I had a couple of teachers when I was in school, and I loved to push their buttons. But I
have to be very careful.
Yes, you do. Now any little thing you do can be cause for a lawsuit and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you're going to do good. It's meant to be for you to do good. You are going to go through some trials in life, but nothing that you cannot overcome.
Trials like
the typical ups and downs with your husband, but nothing that you cannot overcome.
Yeah. Does you mean trials like this in the family and stuff like that?
Yes.
You know what? I've been there before.
And I am seeing two people in your family who are going to pass away. But their soul is already tired, and they're too old, way too old, because the women in your family live a long, long time. And it's just time.
Is that going to be this year or next year?
I'm hearing separated, so I guess what I hear that she's trying to say is the beginnings of next year and almost towards the endings of next year.
Okay.
Videotape your family members. Ask them questions about their past, like a genealogy type of thing. Do you understand?
Yes.
What was it like to buy candy at that time? How much did it cost? And that's
I'm always asking questions like that.
Yes. That's your keepsake for your future children. A lot of people should do that with their loved ones.
Right.
You can also ask him how it was, how it felt to go hunting dinosaurs.
I don't think he'll be too happy if I ask that question.
I asked that of one of my boys. Got right feisty. I don't know why. It was a legitimate question.
Like my son when he was smaller. Did you live in caves?
Exactly right.
No.
Yeah. Well, I've always had an interest in genealogy, though.
Yes, you do.
I think that's why I became why I majored in history.
Because you have a lot to teach. And make your classrooms interesting. You know how teachers go in there and they start teaching.
Yeah, they just read from the book.
And it starts getting a little boring. But if you dress them up, even with hats, you give your classmates, your students hats of what they used to wear, and you wear one, and it makes the classroom interesting, and get them all to read, not just you talking about it. That makes it interesting, even if they have to act out.
Well, you know, one of the most stolen book in the El Paso High School Library is my book on the history and mystery of El Paso del Norte.
Why?
Because I write about the ghost of El Paso High in it.
Oh, that's the most popular one.
That's right.
Because everybody's interested in that cheerleader who passed away in that.
Hey, she's a looker.
Well, she is.
Is it the one that passed away in the stairwell?
She's the one that jumped.
Ah.
She had a lot of problems that she couldn't talk about.
Well, not to mention the fact she couldn't bounce.
Yes, she realized that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
she hit. Was, oh, crap.
And that is pure.
This happened in the 40s, right?
1949, to be exact. Right. Boyfriend broke his neck on the football field, and she went up on the top floor and jumped.
Right.
Well, she was desperate. I would like to know why.
Apparently so.
Well, you know, clearly she thought that she had an opportunity to survive such a rapid descent. And the descent didn't hurt her. It was a sudden stop.
But you know, Ken, the sudden stop doesn't really hurt.
Wanna
I don't
want
to give ideas to anybody, but it does not hurt unless if you survive it. Then
it
hurt.
It certainly hurt me when I had my sudden stop. Yeah, but she was. A number of people have seen her, and she's quite a good-looking young lady.
Yes, she was.
Not after the fall, of course, but before.
No, and she was popular. That's what doesn't make sense. Why she did that.
Attention.
It looks more.
She oh, well,
more
she certainly
a
got a lot of attention.
Yeah, she would get attention, but she was more of a listener, and she would. She wouldn't tell people her problems.
We've got a question. Are there any known pictures of the girl who jumped, like a yearbook photo? No, none that I've been able to find. I did find a newspaper story confirming the death of her boyfriend on the football field. He broke his neck. He actually died at the hospital.
And
but I was not able to get
of that era, so I can't tell you which one she was.
Do what?
I haven't seen the yearbook of that era to tell you that's the girl.
Well, she was the dead one.
No, she's a dead one. But the yearbook would tell me who it was. Her name.
Well, I chased her one night for about an hour and a half or 2 hours.
She's
fast.
That.
well, occasionally we heard a giggle coming from the dark because there were no lights on in the building when we did our great chase.
She did like that.
And, well, she should have. It's not everybody I chase in the dark.
It looks like she has crossed over, but like as though she still has unfinished business here. Not that much, but like she still wants to have fun, and mostly in the school.
Well, she had fun that night.
She likes scaring the students.
How about you? Can you see anything of that?
Anything of what?
Of that lady, that cheerleader? The spirit of the cheerleader.
Well, I certainly heard her. A lot of the night maintenance crew have seen her. And that's why they have such a turnover in night maintenance crew.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen her. Even students coming out very late from school when they have a certain activity and it's past 6:30, 7, a lot of them have seen her. Did this help you, Laura?
Yes, it did, actually. It answered my next question.
Then go forth and conquer the world.
Sounds good to me. Thank you very much.
Just remember, when you finally meet, when you finally meet Mr. Wright, don't forget to say yes, sir, and no, sir.
You're right.
In his dreams.
He's learning fast, Ken. See.
He's gonna learn that it's gonna be the other way around.
Oh, is it?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Exactly.
Hey, I tell Sharon every day how lucky she is, and she agrees with me.
The only thing she agrees is
I think you're the lucky
jump,
one.
You jump.
Exactly.
You all just don't understand how difficult it is to do what we do.
Hey, a woman is the queen of her castle.
Oh, is that so? Where did that propaganda come from?
Well, the man is the king too, but only from the door from the front door to the outside.
Ah.
You know how they say the man has the strength?
Mm-hmm.
I consider him more like the soldier among the queens.
Ah.
Well, you know, the first thing my grandfather ever told me is the man is Lord and Master.
No, that's the bathroom part. That's where
what?
The throne is.
Oh, is that so? There's clearly something wrong with your all's education.
I can't. Incredible.
What's that?
Mr. Kent, incredible.
I've been told many times I'm incredible.
You'll never learn, huh?
Well, let me say this about that without fear of contradiction.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every single morning, the Lord Master should tell his wife just how lucky she is, and she'll begin to believe it.
And if she does, she should have her head examined.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh.
I knew this lady that as soon as the husband came home, she had to pamper him, take off his shoes, bring
well,
him
certainly.
His slippers, but make sure that his nails were neatly cut from his toenails.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was pathetic. And then she
You mean in this lifetime?
Bring... I'm sorry?
This you mean his... in this lifetime?
Yeah, I think this is his third marriage. I wonder why. And
well,
yeah.
He had to cater to his every whim, everything.
What's wrong with that?
You're right. She would draw his bath and bring his food to whatever he wanted to eat, and if he didn't like it, she had to go again and prepare it again. I mean, that's slavery already.
Uh-huh.
No,
yeah.
that's proper.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper.
My grandfather told me that many years ago.
Yeah, proper doomsday,
proper dungeon. Did you send that woman to
the Say again?
What, Laura?
Did you send that woman to get a CAT scan or something?
Well, she called me and I set her free.
That's certainly causing problems.
I saw her see the light.
You ruined that poor man's happy home. You know, it's difficult breaking in a wife properly.
I think it's the wife who has to do the breaking in.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Yoli's already infected you.
The what?
I said, don't tell me Yoli has already infected her.
Yeah. Oh, no, she didn't infect me. I've always thought this way.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Only now it's coming out.
No infection.
I was born thinking this way.
It's the independence.
Right.
Oh, I tell you, it's a sad world.
That's why women are taking over now.
Yeah.
That's why you see more women driving school buses, because men cannot be trusted. That's why you see more women in regular city buses, because men cannot be trusted. That's
oh,
why there's
so?
Less accidents with women, because men are careless. More women.
I don't know where you got this mistaken idea.
More women.
Hey, they say
it's women
in the world
because they know how to run things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ever since Hillary has been Secretary of State, we've been heading for a war as fast as we can go.
Yeah, with the help of all the men in Congress.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not men. They're Democrats. There's a difference.
If it changes, we will be going to war. That's the only bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've already told them, don't look at me. I've been there and done that.
Moved on.
Listen, war is not pretty. No war in history has ever been pretty.
That's right.
Well, actually, there's been one or two that were kind of interesting looking, but...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at all the ghosts that are still in limbo from even the Roman soldiers. There's a lot of ghosts still hunting around because of the wars in the past.
I don't disagree.
There's way too many and more to come.
Well, of course, it could be worse.
So for history, Laura, teach them that women should rule.
Yes, it's a woman's world.
Clearly that will be propaganda.
Hey, it's my classroom. I'm the queen of my classroom, so I can choose any propaganda.
Oh, is that so?
So yes.
For some reason, every time you all say those things, my system just acts up terribly.
It's probably a man's system.
Oh, I tell you.
Having the conniption.
It's a terrible thing. Terrible.
So, Yoli, do you think we'll have, like, a World War III?
I'm sorry?
Do you think we'll have, like, a World War III?
Yes. That's why a lot of worldwide are having difficulty sleeping. They're waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning. Because it's a sense like something big is going to happen.
Right.
Oh, I thought it was the excitement of anticipating me being president.
I think I'm going to miss the polls that day.
What was that?
I think I'm going to miss the polls that day.
You know, there's one in every crowd. That's the problem. And you've done
yes,
been,
I'm one of those.
You've done been infected by Yoli.
Oh, no, that's why you get along so well, because we think alike.
Aha, uh-huh. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What in the Sam Hill is wrong with this computer? It's gone nuts.
You're behind it?
I mean, it's just flipping from website to website.
Whoa. It's flipping loony.
There's a lot of flipping loonies around. I just keep winding up dealing with them.
Did you take your medication today?
Actually, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
That explains so much.
All right. Let's see if it will let me go back to where I'm supposed to be.
Laura, no matter where you move to, I have a feeling that they're going to start appearing to you more often.
I'm going to start what?
No matter where you move to, they're going to start appearing to you more often.
Oh. Yeah,
really
I can already
tell
that.
Talk to them anyway, so.
Actually, no.
Oh, you're going to learn how to talk to them.
Right. Because usually whenever I have, like, visions or something, it's usually when I sleep. So it hasn't happened to where I'm actually awake and...
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen when you're awake. It's like they're saying it's time.
Yeah, I know, because it runs in my family.
Big time.
There's big time, yeah.
Activity in your house.
Yes.
Does all your family live here in El Paso?
Yes, here or in Juarez.
I hope they're not closer to the border, your family from Juarez.
They're like in around the downtown area, I think, of Juarez, which I think is closer to the border, isn't it?
Oh. That is hard.
I don't go there that often. I haven't been there ever since the violence started.
I know, it's scary.
Mhm. Yeah, I have a lot of aunts and uncles there, and my dad lives over there.
You know, a lot of people from Juarez started moving to El Paso, started business.
Mm-hmm.
They closed up their businesses over there and brought business over here. Granted, some of those businesses are very good.
Mhm.
But I feel sorry for the people who are stuck, who can't even go to another place in another city. That is so sad.
Uh-huh, it is.
I pray for those people. I pray that they have
yeah.
someday. I sent two people out of there from Juarez. They called me, and one is in La Paz, in Baja California, towards the end of Baja California, La Paz. And she called me, and she said she is so much at peace, that it's beautiful there, that there's no violence. It's just beautiful. And the other gentleman, unfortunately, he moved to Monterrey. And too much violence. I told him, move away now. It's time to move away again. And he did. He went to Germany. totally opposite of direction, but he got out of there completely. And he's at peace. He's at peace.
Yeah. I'm trying to have my dad move over here, but I don't think he will.
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. If your family members can move farther away. You know where the cathedral is in Juarez?
Uh-huh.
If they move past the cathedral of the other side, there's more peace there than this other way. It's like this happens every, what is it, Ken? Every, this happened in 1912.
It happens about every
year. 100 years.
Yes, and it's going to happen again in 2012. It's like it's happening every so often. It's the devil lands and takes over a whole lot of places, and it's not just one area. It's worldwide, and it's like a battle. Like how many souls can he come that can come to him, and how many souls can go to God? That's what it looks like. And believe me, he's getting a lot of souls because they're doing evil for him.
Yes, but hopefully, good will always win.
Good always does. Good always does. Because there's more good people than there is bad. So I hope your family is able to move at least far away from there, because it's going to get worse.
Yeah, I hope so too. I eventually want to teach like at college or university. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah. For you, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
It's more money.
Well, that too.
Because in the elementary schools, this poor teachers are being paid so bad.
They are.
I mean, I believe teachers should get paid very high. Because without them, nobody would learn. Nobody. There won't be no doctors, nurses, nobody. That's why I feel they should get paid a lot. And the second ones who should get paid a lot are the farmers. Without them, we wouldn't have clothing or food.
Well, let's not forget the radio talk show host. They should be paid.
So buy his books. Buy his books.
Buy my books. Exactly right. They're at Barnes & Noble.
Exactly. And if you can't find them there, they're in the internet. You can always find them there.
That's right.
So make a change, Laura. But if you feel somebody with a bad aura, like a dark colored aura, say hi and bye and leave it at that. Don't try to get too near them, because you don't want them to get too close to you.
Near me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually very perceptive about that.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Well, how about mine? It's plaid.
I've never seen a plaid aura.
Hey, from my part of the country, it's not unusual.
So there's going to be another psychic fair on October the 21st.
Let's not go there.
I thought you weren't going to do any more of those.
I don't.
No,
I was banned, actually.
Yeah. No, I like to take the aura pictures.
Oh, I took one of those. That was fun.
Yeah, I get a lot of people in the pictures.
Oh, really?
How did yours come out?
I had some blue, like lavender, and a spot of white.
That's when you were going through the very, very stressful time. That's when you were in school still?
Uh-huh, yes.
That's why. It was a little bit down. You were a little bit down at that time. And plus you had all this from the other side who came to you on those pictures.
Yeah, I thought the white was good, though.
The white is good. Those are your relatives who came through. Because if you notice towards the left-hand side, those are your maternal grandparents. On the right-hand side, those are your paternal grandparents.
Yeah, it was only on the left side. Yeah, because I didn't know my dad's side of the family too well, I think.
That's why those didn't show up so bright.
Mm-hmm.
But the right-hand side, they look more brighter. You haven't seen any orbs?
No. I would have to look back at old pictures.
You'll notice them. And that's the thing, Ken. A lot of people, when they take pictures,
yes,
they see those streaks of light or they see little orbs and they always blame the camera, even if it's sometimes a brand new camera.
Yes.
They don't understand it, but what actually it's spirits. Some spirits are hams. They want to be in the picture, too.
When I went to, right after I got my camera, I went to Tombstone, and I got some strange photos.
I've never been there. They say there's a lot of activity there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And all your pictures came out like that, Ken?
Some did. Some were fine, and some came out looking very odd.
I asked the gentleman who took the picture of the ghost little girl, because we were all there when she appeared, if I can get a copy so you can show it to the people in the audience. And he said, yes, he just has to look for it. And he's going to give me some other pictures that he's been taking.
So and where is this?
I'm sorry?
When was this?
Oh, he came by my house yesterday. And I asked him for the pictures. And he said, yes, he just has to look for them. So he put everything away. So hopefully he'll find them and I can send them to you.
All right.
Well, thank you for answering all my questions, Julie.
You're welcome, Miss Laura. Anytime, anywhere.
Thanks. Oh, so are you still going to do psychic prayers or not anymore?
Me?
Yes.
I'm still debating that. I really don't want to, but I'm still debating it. I guess I'm getting kind of tired already. Yeah, I thought this was going to be my last time because I had a real bad feeling, a real, real bad feeling about this one. And it was just two psychics who were just at odd ends with each other. That's all it was. They were
okay.
And she always gets into fights with every psychic there, so it was nothing to do with me, it was just them. But
I'll
maintain the peace as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see how next year goes. If not, I'm out.
All right. With you, we'll
try
all.
To get Ken to do the tours again.
We'll see.
We have to push him in a wheelchair and motorized wheelchair. Go for it.
Hey, you got to remember, when you get to be my age, you slow down a lot.
Yeah, I know. But you still have a
well,
lot
it was
of
nice talking to you all.
Thank
well,
you,
it was nice talking to you. You need to call more often.
Yes, I'll try to do that.
We'll see you.
Thank
when
you.
We see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Laura. And if you'd like to get a reading, you pick up that phone, 915-219-4210. Toll-free from any place in the continental United States, 866-229-2155 or 347-857-2680. Or you can call on Skype. And any of those numbers will get you on the Ken Hudnall Show. And you, too, can be involved in the fun and excitement that goes on every time you hear my theme music play.
That's for everybody to get on the phone quickly.
Now, the second hour has been brought to you by The Garden, 511 Western, the Warehouse District over by Union Plaza. The food is absolutely outstanding. It is a rather varied menu, everything from sushi to some of the best hamburgers you would ever want to eat. And if you go down there and you tell him you heard about it on the Ken Hudnall Show, I'll appreciate it. In fact, when we do the Epcon, I will have some $25 gift coupons for the Garden to give away to certain people. Let's see. I call, but my phone keeps dropping calls. Well, if instead of sitting in a chair, you sit on the floor so there's not as far to fall, it may not drop them.
I can't.
And then, of course, you can always call on the computer using Skype, or you can ask your questions through the chat room. Well, I guess everybody's going to, your ancestors trying to get you to listen to them and would like you to teach with their ancient knowledge, powerful stuff. Okay. Heidi wants to know how her art is looking. Is any of it going to sell?
Her artwork?
Yep. That's right.
Yes. Yes, it'll sell. Even if she has to take her paintings to the starving artist place. And once they start taking off, they will take off.
That was to Laura. Oh, okay, good, because I was going to say that, you know, most of my ancestors wouldn't tell me where the money was hidden, so we haven't talked a lot in the last little while. Okay, folks, we're waiting on the next caller who wants to find out what the future holds. It's digital. It's not that kind of art.
Oh, digital.
That's right.
But it still sells, though. That's what I'm hearing. It is going to sell. But they don't tell me how much. They just tell me it is going to sell.
Well, I guess the important question everybody wants to know, at this Epcon, are my books going to sell well?
Yes. Where's that at, Ken?
At the Wyndham Hotel. 2027 Airway Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be the 11th and the 12th.
And in fact, tomorrow evening I will have the individual who is setting it all up on the show as a guest.
I hope you put it in the newspaper.
Put what? About this thing?
Yes.
I'm doing the advertising on the air, but I don't have any control over advertising any place else. When are Heidi and I going to start earning higher income so we can actually eat something besides hot dogs? That's from Keith.
Oh, I'm not seeing it until next year. So you're going to have to be inventive with the hot dogs. Hot dogs with relish, with cheese, with beans, with sauerkraut, Coney Island type. I wish they would bring back the Coney Island hot dog.
Well, that would be nice, too. There's one on that calls itself Coney Island on Mesa that is terrible.
Yeah, that's not the real Coney Island hot dog. I hope some establishment starts that soon. That would be a big hit.
Here's one for you. You know, I had the group approach me about the TV show. Is that going to go?
Yes, it is.
Going to go soon.
I'm hearing that not decided what date, what month, when to start it. That's still in the works. That's what I'm hearing.
Think it's going to go this year?
They're not saying.
I thought we were beyond this not saying stuff.
That's what I thought too, but they're not saying on you. I don't know why.
Well, part of my stipulation...
Christmas looks good.
Say again?
All he's saying is Christmas, around Christmas, looks good.
Well, you know, part of my stipulation is I sing the theme song.
That's right, you changed your theme song.
Well, I'm probably going to have to come up with a new one.
This one isn't so bad. This one's pretty good.
Well, we're going to... hopefully, it's going to be, recognizable. When you hear that song and me singing it, you think of how wonderful it is to hear me sing.
Or.
No, there's no or.
They know they're on the paranormal show.
Well, that there is that, yes. Now, one thing that has definitely been underestimated is my singing ability.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do we have any more indication of you know, we've talked about a number of things that are going to happen in this part of the country, you know, floods and earthquakes and storms and this and that and the other. Any indication when things are going to settle down?
Unfortunately not. It's just going to get a little bit worse over the years. It's because the earth is changing. Everything is changing. That's why people shouldn't fear, but just take that extra precaution, that's all. It's like it's time for the earth to change. But people need to learn to change with it peacefully. Not get all riled up, all panicky. When people panic, they don't think. And then that's when they do dumb things.
Yeah, Congress is a prime example.
Yeah, there's some who need not panic and stay in control.
Let's see.
Like all those religious people, they start panicking, and what's the point?
Everybody's going to go to hell.
It's like they're complaining about that mosque that they're building in New York.
Yes.
Excuse me? The mosque has been there in New York for heaven knows how long. All they want to do is their building is bigger because they can't accommodate all the people that they're coming to, that teeny tiny one they have. It's been there forever. And everybody's complaining about it. Like, give it a rest. Give it a rest.
Kilroy wants to know, do you think the hurricane will hit Cape Cod?
They're not actually showing me where exactly, but I do hit. I do see one hitting. It's not going to be that strong. I don't know if it's the one coming behind it. What I'm hearing, one is going to hit.
Laura says, I've always wanted to... Heidi says, you need to speak up, Yoli. Laura says, I always wanted to visit Cape Cod. Well, if the hurricane hits, it'll be here before long, so you can just wait until it gets here and visit it here.
No, I hear one of them is going to hit, but I'm not sure which one it is. Because one is packing a lot of power, and the other one is not. It's going to kind of sort of die down.
Oh boy, not good. I'll have to bring it on my podcast.
One more.
Say what?
I'm sorry? Those I've counted, I had said before that it was going to be four hurricanes. So far, I've only seen three coming. One already passed, hit Mexico. Three should be coming along. So these two that are going to hit, they're not as strong as one of them is very, very, very strong. A type of strength like Andrew did all that damage, that type of strength.
Kilroy said, I don't live on the ocean, about a 5-minute drive, and I'm above sea level. I would never live on the shore due to all the storms. Well, that's probably a good point.
And that's the thing. People, when they say move to higher ground, get off the sofa and move to higher ground. It's not worth risking your life.
Well, just move north end of the sofa.
Just take your most prized possession.
Your remote? Did the beer out of the refrigerator, your remote?
Some people can't live without that. But get your personal belongings, like the birth certificates or home insurance, pack it up, some clothing, and have it prepared for in case of emergency that you can just grab it and go. And people should do that also when it comes to tornadoes. Have enough ready in the storm shelters. And just pack up the most important, have it ready by the door so you can just pick it up and go.
Well, you have to keep in mind, of course, that people get complacent after a while. Remember all those hurricane parties they used to hold?
Yes. I mean, people recording and then they get hit with one and they're just saying, I wish I had gone down the storm cellar. I wish I had done this. But that's too many people saying that and not doing it. And new ones come along and they keep doing the same thing.
Well, of course. Because everybody wants to be out there and see firsthand what's going to happen.
Yes, I know. It's just like the tsunami. Everybody gets close to the beach.
Well, you...
The hurricanes, everybody's seeing how the waves are hitting real hard.
You got to be on the beach to see what's going on. Otherwise, there's no point in doing it. Kilroy said, good idea, Yoli. I'll prepare just in case.
Yeah, because you never know. You never know. Everybody should always be prepared for any type of disaster.
Get the remote, get the air.
I hate to see spirits lingering because they didn't. Because they were not ready to move on.
Well, you have to keep in mind that even ghosts have a little bit of adventuresome spirit.
But it's still sad to see them by the beach, by doing the things they used to do because they don't know that they're dead.
Well, yeah, that can be a tad annoying.
Like in Sri Lanka and those places where that tsunami hit. I mean, there's a lot of spirits still lingering there.
Yeah.
Granted, the majority did pass over. They did cross over. But there's still a lot who refuse to believe that they're dead.
Well, that's understandable. If somebody who I didn't know walked up and told me I was dead, I'd look at him kind of oddly. Now, I did read on Amazon that I was dead. I found that surprising.
You know, I've seen spirits show the other spirits their body to show them that they're dead. But I've never seen when they drown in an ocean, I never seen the spirit show that spirit that they're dead. I don't know how that goes by.
Well, usually you're a little bit the worse player if you drown in the ocean.
Who's Ryan Seacrest?
Who is he?
Because I'm hearing that his fiance is fine and happy. So
Ryan Seacrest is the midget host on American Idol.
Oh, well, I don't see that. I'm just hearing that his fiance says she is happy to move on.
Are you saying she's dead?
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't know he had a fiance.
He used to. I'm hearing he used to. She's saying he used to.
He rubbed her out, huh?
Huh?
He rubbed her out, huh?
No. I see a lot of water, but I don't know much about that. I don't know if it was an accident or what.
Kilroy asked, does Yoli think I had special protection around me last week when a car crashed into me because my car didn't even dent and I was hit hard?
He said you had double protection. You had two guardian angels with you that day. You had also a feeling that you were going to get hit hard, and something made you prevent all this. One of your guardian angels was your grandfather. The other one was your personal guardian angel.
Oh, that's interesting.
If you notice, the other car had the most damage.
All right. Amazing. Yes, I did feel that. And she knew about her grandfather.
Your grandfather held your shoulders back to for you to be safe. Like he was saying, look out.
She said he helped me before, and the other car did have most of the damage.
Because the other person was complaining more of injuries more than you.
Okie dokie. I didn't have any kids, though. Well, given time, that could happen.
What kids?
Well, that's just what I said. Given enough time, that could happen.
No harm was going to come to him because he has a mission on this earth. He has to do something first. And that's why he's going to have a long life.
Okie dokie.
That doesn't mean you're indestructible, so be careful. Be safe.
He hit his head. She was fine. Not ready for kids yet. Well, practice makes perfect.
He doesn't want children.
Well, if at first you don't succeed, keep running that play till you get it right.
What I'm hearing, she hit herself, but she didn't tell anybody. I don't know why she did that.
Well, Kilroy is referring to herself. She's a female. And
The gentleman in the other car, he's the one who hit his head.
Yes, he hit his head. She was fine.
Okay. Because he looks like he was complaining about his lower back. What I'm hearing, he was distracted.
Well, she's an attractive young lady. It can't be helped. The kaleidoscope. Would you ask Ella to explain again what happens when you ask too many psychics the same question? Is there psychic backup in the nether regions?
What happens when...
You ask the same question of too many psychics.
Every psychic is different, so you're going to get different answers. But they all may sound sort of in that area of what you're asking for. Granted, you have to be careful who's a true psychic. If they start asking you a bunch of questions to get to the answer, kind of doubt it. Because some psychics know how to manipulate in order to get what they want. So you have to be careful.
Oh, that's just being a female.
You're right. I've seen male psychics doing it.
I've never ever seen a male psychic do that.
Lousy. I had a palm reading done on me. How that's possible, I'll never know. I had a cast on. You know that's impossible. And I just let him go on and on and on and on. And of course, it came out wrong. So you have to know who you go to.
Kilroy says, I'm sure I have masculine energy. She is a female. She's right. I don't want kids. And stop at a store, give them a 20, send them in to buy something and leave. She said, yes, he was young. You crack me up, Ken. Yeah, so my parents once sent me to the store with a 20 and moved before I got home, but I found them.
What's with the children?
Well, that's the same thing that they said at the store, and I said, well, you know, just an oversight.
I wish it could be like it was in the past that you that children could just say, Mom, I'll be back. I'm going with my friend, and everything was so peaceful. No worries. Now you have to be cautious with the children.
Yeah, because if you don't move quickly enough, they can find you no matter how you try to hide.
I don't remember the past having this many accidents either. And the handheld phones are causing a lot of accidents. And it's the law not to have those handheld phones. People are still doing it.
Yep.
And that is like drinking 2 or 3 beers when you're on the phone.
Well, it depends on what she says. Okay, we're waiting on the next caller. Pick up the phone. Locally is 915-219-4210. Toll free from any place in the continental United States. 866-229-2155 or 347-857-2680. And then there's always calling through Skype. Any of those numbers will get you on the Ken Hudnall Show. And you can find out what the situation is.
What happened?
Well, I'm looking at a number. I'm not sure who it is.
Somebody sent you a number.
I'm not sure who it is.
He's getting
You're on the Ken Hudnall Show.
It's me.
Oh, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
No,
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, dropping back down again.
All right. Maybe one day I'll figure out why this system acts so screwy at times. Killer Roy said, I keep putting protection around my fiancé and my family. You think it's effective?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Just be careful with the arsenal.
Hmm.
No, but it is. It depends what kind of protection you're using. It is effective. And I do see you working on it.
All right. We have about 35 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time for another reading. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
People are so shy to call in. Even I know. Talk to you.
It's a terrible thing for.
I know, and it doesn't buy people.
I don't know why Kilroy hadn't called. She says she'll continue putting up protection since you think it works.
My question is why are you doing it?
Because.
Why are you making her feel that she's weak when she's really strong?
Who's that? And who are you referring to?
The gentleman who's putting protection on that house.
I ain't got a clue. I don't explain them. I'll just say what people put in the chat room. Guys, you never can tell when the subversives may raise their ugly head. Now, in this next 30-some-odd minutes, we got time for a bunch of readings. All you got to do is call. Got a bunch of people in the chat room, but they're not saying much, which is terrible.
Being naughty.
I know. It's quite it's quite disheartening.
And seeing Ken cry is not a pretty sight.
That's right. Nobody understands me. That's the problem. Now, what we need to do, yes, I find it necessary to give them extra protection at times, I guess, intuitively. That's from Kilroy.
What did he say?
Yes, I find it necessary to give them extra protection at times.
What I'm hearing, you're sensing something.
She
is strong, and she does know how to keep evil away.
No, okey-dokey.
I'm hearing the mother is still a little kind of weak on that department.
Hmm. Well, you never can. Huh?
Her mother.
Okay.
The one who's not as strong.
Well, you never can tell when the crack
creatures of the night will show up.
That's true. That's true.
She said, yes, her mother needs a lot of help. Now, is everybody just going to sit there and look at each other? Y'all going to call in now? You know, the reason for having y'all in and you know, all the other guests that we have is for your entertainment, and you need to be entertained by calling in. Have I got any dreams?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ken.
Jeff wants to know, do you have any dreams to sell?
Dreams to sell?
Yep.
Let's see, how do you sell a dream?
Well, it would probably be sold without any returns available.
Non-refundable dream, huh?
That's right.
Okay. He needs to explain that one to me.
Let's see.
I was going to say, can anybody who knows, I was shown a picture by somebody somewhere in Mexico. I don't know where this was at. It was at a cemetery. It was dark, and they were taking pictures of this certain cemetery. But behind a tombstone, they captured this thing. Have you seen The Ring? Where this goblin or whatever he was, that keeps saying the precious, the ring, he looked like something like that, but he was eating a dead animal. So if anybody knows what the heck that was, please let me know.
You're talking about from Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings?
Yes, this was taken before that movie was made. So I can't say it's camera tricks that they used that character for this, because this was camera. This was just a regular movie camera. And where this, how they got this, because you could see the shadow of this thing behind the tomb, behind the cemetery. And believe me, those guys did not stay there. You could see them running away from there. And when I saw that, oh, it gave me a real, real bad feeling. But I have no clue to what it was. So anybody who knows that, what that was, let us know. It looked like the guy from The Precious of Lord of the Rings, but it was more evil looking, and it was eating a dead bird or dead animal, and he was like in a sitting position holding this thing. And he was eating this animal, and he saw the camera, the light on him, and he turned and looked at them, and he did a kind of like a growl noise. That's when the guys took off.
Well, sometimes you have to be careful about what you wish for. You might get it.
Yes. Granted, it was more or less around 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning when they did this in the cemetery.
Well, anybody fool enough to be out there at 12 or 1 in the morning deserves what they get.
That's true.
Just amazes me all the wackiness that people do in the name of
for pictures.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be surprised.
Now, you're not going to catch me in a cemetery at 12 or 1 in the morning. I won't be asleep. All right, we have Keith Wilden wants to know, is he going to pass the health and fitness, the health and wellness class?
The what?
The health and wellness class.
What about it?
Is he going to pass it?
Yes, with flying colors.
You're going to pass it with flying colors. You heard it here first. And donations will be appreciated. All right. This hour, of course, is brought to you by Golden Corral, 7420 North Mesa. Right here in El Paso, Texas. They have got a buffet that will knock your eyes out. There's more food than you can possibly eat. What do you think about books?
What do you think about books?
From Jeff, what do you think about Eckhart Tolle books? Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Give me the title.
Give us a clue.
What you're talking about.
Give us a clue.
The one of the things that we, of course, are trying to do. And I'm not sure how well or quickly it's going to be pulled off, is putting the show on a permanently paying basis. At the moment, we're building the advertising base, and that is not the easiest thing in the world to do, especially when you've got international reach. Most businesses are geared toward the local community. So it takes a little doing to build an international reach, but we are working on that. I'd love to eat some Mexican and barbecue food in El Paso. We have San Diego's here, but no comparison. Well, now, you know, I don't care where you live, you can call any of my advertisers and ask them to send you a FedEx takeout. No rule against it. Yeah, Laura's right. You'd like it. And, of course, the food at Golden Corral is outstanding. You can take the whole family, not have to get a bank loan to pay the bill. Prices are reasonable. And tell them you heard about it on the Ken Hudnall Show, they'll give you 10% off your bill. Now, what more can I do for you than that? I'm even getting you discounts. Okay, we are, looks like we got about 20 minutes left in tonight's show, and it would, I'd like to get one more reading in, but, y'all got to call in or ask questions through the chat room.
Somehow I feel like you need to advertise this in the newspaper, Ken, because Yolanda told me that she didn't even know you were on the internet.
Well, all she had to do was ask.
She did. She called the radio station and they told her that they had no clue what you were doing, and she didn't know who else to ask.
Well, they don't have a clue, period, about anything.
I know.
I've got a meeting with some folks downtown this week. I'll swing by the paper and see if I can work out a deal for them to, publicize the show.
Good, good.
I don't know how it will go, but we'll see.
I think it's going to go good.
Yoli is dead on, pun intended.
Huh?
That's right. A lot of that going around this time of year. That would be a great idea. I heard about this show from Yoli. Well, you know, everybody should be talking about this show. I mean, we talk about all types of different topics. I have guests that are, you know, most folks only hear about from the newspapers. We've had Jesse Ventura, we've had Mary Higgins Clark, we've had almost everybody you can imagine. And many people should be able to find out about the show by osmosis.
I know.
I don't know why.
They don't have a clue.
Well, unfortunately, that's...
I don't know why.
That's kind of the El Paso affliction.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And of course, once the member site starts, there's going to be some international advertising. But
I'll
look into
about
the possibility of doing some local. Of course, not being related to any of the power movers and shakers in town. Don't know how far I'll get. That's one thing about El Paso. If you're related to folks, you get all the PR you want.
Yeah.
If you're not, you don't. All right, I'm getting the impression that for whatever reason, you all are being very, you're dragging your feet on.
Everybody's in a very relaxed mood.
Say who?
Calm mood. Everybody's in a very relaxed and calm mood.
Well, they shouldn't be. They should be diving for the phone. You know, I try to entertain you all and keep you involved. Will I be doing any ghost tours in San Antonio? After the launch of the member site in October, there are plans for doing tours in several different locations.
Ghost tour in San Antonio? That'll be interesting.
Let's see. Jeff wants to know, will he find himself?
Will he find himself?
Yeah, but if he's lost, I don't know who sent the message.
What I'm hearing is, Jeff, you need to push yourself. You need to push for your dreams. You need to seek yourself what you want in this life. But you have not been pushing yourself so you can be happy. Then you will find yourself. Where's your faith? Why did you lose it? Gain it back. and start thinking more think positive about yourself and give that positive feedback to others. And you will find yourself.
Okay, we are coming up on... We've got about 11 minutes left. That's still time for another reading, folks. All you got to do is pick up that phone or ask the question through the chat room. All right. Tomorrow night, I'm starting off with the man who is setting up the EPCon. He'll be with us at 6. Then Teresa Williams, who has written a book on how to be a paranormal investigator. And then at 8 o'clock, Bill Farley, who wrote Sex in the Crosshairs. I think that will be a discussion that will be certainly interesting. And, of course, as always, if you've got a question, you call in. You will get an answer. I do not fly air cover for my guests. If a question is asked, they are expected to answer. Unlike some hosts who I have am familiar with, who try to, shall we say, control the discussion from beginning to end, I let it just kind of happen. I don't do canned interviews. The questions are not selected before the show starts. You want to ask it, you ask it. Well, y'all are being mighty silent.
You can even hear the crickets cricking.
I know it. That's a terrible thing to have happen to a talk show. Okay, I guess... Since they're not going to ask anything clearly, you said there were going to be problems for me at the end of the year. You want to elaborate on that?
Before the end of the year, way before. Just typical problem. It's not that big of a major problem, and he's not relating what it's going to be. He just wants you to know you can overcome anything.
Mm. Okay, so basically it's not really anything to worry about.
Exactly. He said sometimes you make a mountain out of a molehill.
He's the one that's doing it and not giving me enough information to know what's going on. Kilroy says maybe you can give a little story about your first memory of spirit communications.
My first memory?
That's it.
I was more or less 3 or 4 years old. And I would play with them. I would play with the spirits. And I even would tell my mom, I'm going outside to play with so-and-so, and she would tell me, okay. And she would see who I was playing with. That's my first memory. And it was a beautiful memory. There were beautiful memories until I hit 8 years of age. That's when they started showing me, this is real. This is what the world is like. So they showed me my first crime scene. And believe me, that one was a doozy. That one was a little bit hard to take. But I've been seeing them all my life. It's like my granddaughter, when she was small, she would see spirits everywhere. And one time my daughter called me because there was nobody at home. Her husband and her son had gone out, father and son thing, and it was just my daughter and her daughter. And somebody had left the bathroom light on. And my daughter told my granddaughter, who'd left the light on? And my granddaughter looked down the hallway and said, Mom said to turn off the light. And the light did go off. My granddaughter could see them very, very well. She still does. When they go on trips, she makes sure that they're strapped in, because she tells them, Mom said you have to wear a seat belt. And she is 8 years old.
Laura 200 asks, what can people do to get through the upcoming depression?
Just save your money. Stock up on food supplies in case of an emergency that you don't have any money to buy them. Just be prepared. At least a year's worth of food supply. Non-perishable items. Cans, dry milk, boxes of cereal, things that are non-perishable. And just recycle them. Like, use the first one and replace it in the back. Use the first one and replace it in the back. Large jugs of water. What are those called, Kent?
Those jugs of water?
Those huge containers of water.
And
just recycle everything.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what we used to call them. But we had them out in the field quite a lot.
Yes. And that's all you need, just a
one of them was called
water.
Water Buffalo, but that was on wheels.
Batteries, and recycle that too. First aid kit, make sure nothing is goes outdated. Blankets. Just things that you might need for emergencies. And just recycle everything. Granted, you're not going to recycle the blankets.
Well, you could.
Yeah, I guess. Dust them off or put them in those space bags that won't get soiled or dirty or anything. That's your best bet. And your best bet is those lanterns that you crank up, that you don't have to worry about a battery. You can also get those water pills, they're pills that you put in water that's not that good, so it can make it safe to drink. Just
yeah, I
don't
know that.
For the safe side. And people who have soldiers as families, you can get food rations and save them up. They're good for 5 years.
Well, if you get Spam, it's good for 25 years.
Spam is not good for 25 years.
If you read some of the material on it.
Just check the expiration dates.
Now, a lot of people won't eat Spam at gunpoint, but... I saw a TV show where they were using Spam in gourmet dinners. I'm not eating at that restaurant, but certainly there may be a possibility.
One word of caution, though. In areas where if it gets too real bad when the depression does hit, if it gets real bad, don't go around telling people what you have.
That's true.
You'll be a target as a victim. They'll come and steal. So just keep a low profile.
No matter what you got, be prepared to defend it.
Oh, some people brag about what they have and what they bought, and they have to compare it to the neighbors that they bought a bigger television set, a bigger... I mean, talk about trying to be a victim. There's not good people listening to conversations like that, and you're a target.
That's right. Of course, it, you know, no matter what happens, if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, you're going to have people at your doorstep, even if you ain't got a dime.
Yeah. You're going to have to be prepared also, do I help my neighbor? They don't have food. You have to think about a lot of things, and yes, you do help each other.
Well, you should also record a lot of my shows that you can play on those cold nights when there's nothing else to watch or listen to, and then you can make money selling them to your friends and relatives.
You know, Ken, that's not a bad idea, having a tape recorder in hand when there's no light. You can listen to book stories. You can listen to anything, any book that you've done on tape. They can listen to that.
Well, I know it's a good idea.
That passes the time away. Yeah, it does pass the time away.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I appreciate you being with us.
You're quite welcome. Goodbye, beautiful people.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Ken. Until next time.
Yep. Well, it's once again, we come to the end of another show. So until tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.
We'll be right back.